We're joined tonight in studio with Wexford Club Chairman Graham Scallon. Graham, welcome to the first edition of the podcast. Wexford Moor Club have some exciting news coming up and have been very active in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, certainly, Sean, has been, I suppose, the start of the year for everybody in the motorsport. Very concerned about where the insurance was going. So it's a crucial year for motorsport in general. So I suppose us as a club looked at that, and everyone has a fear over losing the clubman, because to say the clubmen are what fills up the numbers to make the rallies happen. So with that in mind, and part of our plan for our 5-year plan for our rally, we have introduced and developed, I suppose, an initiative that's, in my mind, is very good for to keep the clubman going, and that's a payment plan scheme, where you can pay off as you like. I think starting up from 10 euros right up to the full amount of your entry fee. And if you put that into, I suppose, perspective, if you paid 30 quid a week from now right up to your event is paid for. It also means that if your presents, your partners or loved ones or families, whatever, can buy you them. So, you know, you have Valentine's coming up, you have your birthday coming up, you have all them things coming up each year. So this is a great way for that to happen. They're called a voucher, stroke coupon. So it also means that a company can actually buy you these, and they're tax-free for a company to buy you them. So it can be a sponsorship way as well. So to get a sponsor now, you can get a sponsor to buy you a voucher, and they can run it through their business legitly. So in my eyes, it's a great initiative for the club. Thankfully, we have a great committee in place that could see that, and we have great members in the club that could see that, that we're very happy to run with it. So yes, I suppose it's a very exciting time for us, and to be the first club in Ireland to introduce it is great. And as a club, I suppose that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep ourselves very active. I suppose at the end of the day, it's a working committee we have in place. There's no paid roles for anybody, so it's free time everybody's given up. So to be able to come up with these initiatives, it's great for a club to be able to do that. And I suppose we like to feel that we're trying to lead the way in Irish motorsport and in clubs. And I suppose it's a great feeling for us as people afterwards when you see other clubs coming along and doing that, because I'm sure this will be something that will be followed on by other clubs in the future, and for the best of the sport, it'd be great to see that as well. So it wouldn't be like someone is robbing our idea, it'd be just great to see it following on as well.
Just on the Valentine's thing, nothing says more I love you with an entry fee for Wexford this weekend if you log on to wexfordmoorclub.ie.
Certainly, you know, someone wants to pay your insurance for the rally this year for Valentine's, it'd be great, you know. If it had been me there a few years ago, you know, it would have been a wonderful thing.
Graham, the Youth Academy has taken off something unreal. I don't think no one saw the level that had got to in such a short space of time. And I know you work very closely with Gary Bradley in there. Talk us through the Youth Academy thing.
I suppose back in 2015, we had done a programme with the schools in the areas that we were bringing the event to. And it was going on extremely well with all the schools and all the students within the schools. It was, I suppose, eye-opening for them to see what we're doing, and it was eye-opening for us to see how interactive that they were with it. So I suppose from there, that's where we put together the Youth Academy. There's been a great team working there. That team is becoming bigger at the minute now, because we've put more of a committee structure in place and a whole framework of how it is. The plans for it are going as we expected. This year is a bigger year than it was last year, and next year will be bigger again. We were in Mandela last weekend with the autocross car for his first time out, where Owen Kinsella drove it, and I have to say he drove extremely well in it for his first time out. A good little driver and showing good signs. He's certainly not afraid of the bends. But I suppose the Youth Academy in general it's a great initiative for any club to take on, because what you're doing is you're helping young people get into motorsport, and that's what this sport needs, to bring along young people, because how else would you get into it? It's very hard if you're a parent and you're home with children and you don't understand the sport. You might think, you know, there's no entry into it or there's no way into it. This is a brilliant way of doing it. But it's also a brilliant way if you have children, for to give them social skills in life, because I suppose they're all used to sitting at home on their phones and games and laptops and PlayStations and all nowadays. And maybe they're not into other sports like hurling and all that. So this is a separate sport for that, where they have to mix with other children, they have to talk to them, they have to do hands-on work. And after last year, to hear the things that came back to us from the parents, to say how well their children had developed throughout the year was quite heartwarming, you know. So it's absolutely great because social skills are very much needed for all aspects of your life. We've boys and girls in that have really developed, and again, they come to the time of getting jobs. I'd be confident to say that they'll get their first job when they go for an interview because they're used to doing interviews with us, they're used to dealing with people. And I suppose we're putting them through the mill a bit, but we're putting them through the mill for their own good. And I would like to think that we're helping them in their path through life. And when you look at, I suppose, the world we're living in today, we've a lot of suicides at the minute, and that's people not communicating and able to talk to one another. So this skill is badly needed in young people of today. So I certainly believe that the Youth Academy is a great thing for that, for them, and for their parents.
I know when I was getting into rallying all them years ago, there was no Youth Academy in the motor club. I was bundled into the back of a Fonterra Jeep and sent off to West Cork or the Midlands for a rally for a weekend. But the times have changed going forward.
Yeah, well, I suppose like that element was still there for people of that age because you were old enough, say, to go marshal that stage, and that's a very important part of the sport at the minute. And like, events don't run without marshals, and like, I'd just like to take this opportunity as well just to thank all the marshals that help on any event within Ireland to run, because you need marshals. You need a couple of good things to run an event. You need a club. You need a committee that can run it. You need competitors, and you need marshals. You need sponsors and them things as well, but you need the core of that, them things together. And what needs to be the case for every club in Ireland is for to respect where the marshals respect where the competitor are, and everyone to respect where a club is, because everyone has taken some description of risks, time out of their life that could be with their family. So, you know, it's a very important part. The marshal side of it hasn't gone away. If anything, it's probably more important than ever. Like already this year, you'll see there's 450 marshals plus that have gone through training at seminars. And that's great to see that because it can only up the level of the marshals within Ireland. And as I say, it's a crucial year with insurance and that. So we need to keep bringing on marshals, trying to make these safe events. We need marshals to help their own club, let that be on their own events or their neighbouring clubs, because it's very important that we help neighbouring clubs because they'll help you back. No different if we're helping Kerry this weekend with their forestry. We'll help Carla with the rally, we'll help Kerry with the rally, but they help us back. And if without that help, the events don't run. So it's very important for anyone joining the sport to understand that you have to help as well. It's not just a matter of getting your license, going out competing. You have to give back to the sport. And if you don't give back to your own sport, you can't expect it to be a sport. So to me, it's very straightforward. It's not mandatory at the minute that you have to help on an event to keep your license. And it's been, I'm not behind the door saying it, I've said it for a couple of years at this stage, is that I believe it should be mandatory that you have to marshal at least one event a year. There's 4,500 license holders in Ireland, about 3,000 of them active, and if every one of them person on Monday is marshalling a year, it would solve the problem for each club with marshals. So the onus is on competitors now. If they want to keep the sport going, they'll have to help.
Graham, just before we let you go, as I know you're rushing to go to another meeting, Reeling in the Ears, Welsh Motor Club have another event on sometime this month as well.
Yeah, we have us on the 18th of February, Saturday night in the Riverbank House Hotel. And what we're doing is we're going back to when the club started from 1971 right up till 1989. And a lot of the people that were there at the start of it are coming to join us on that night. We have gathered about 80 people back at the time that were there that I suppose formed Wexford Motor Club, made Wexford Motor Club, so it's going to be certainly a good night. Everyone is welcome to come, and I'd hope to see everyone coming. And it'd be great to see a good crowd there, because I suppose Pat Caulfield, David Busher and Tommy Moran have done a great amount of work on this. So it'll be, like, you know, I'd hope people will give them the support back and give the club the support, you know, because we're doing as much as we can. We've introduced back the club championship last year, which was very good. We have the awards and recognition night for people. So look, we have, as a club and as a committee, we are giving everything to the competitor that we can. So all we ever ask back for is help when we need it, or support for when we put on events.
Well, Graham, thanks very much for joining the studio here tonight. And we wish Wexford Motor Club the best of luck for 2017.
Yeah, and thank you, Sean. Thanks very much for this. And I wish you the best of luck with this new venture that you're going on. And Wexford Motor Club is certainly behind you for anything that you're doing.
Thanks very much, Graham. Talk to you again.
Thank you.